is Bucky McCaw with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I'm in the home studio today, but I have a visitor, Elizabeth T. Jones, who takes high-quality photos of, well, today she's taking high-quality photos of my chickens, the McCaw flock, and of the little quails that are joining us. She's just starting out on her journey of discovery with chicken photography, but she's an accomplished artist. So we're going to talk about all of that. Thanks for coming over and spotlighting my chickens today.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
How were they as subjects?
They were great. They were actually a whole lot easier to photograph than I thought. It was really fun, you know, to get the different little movements of them, their faces and their heads and their tails and picking up the claws.
So why chickens?
Well, I've always liked birds and watching birds and seeing the different kinds of birds. And I realized that chickens, there's so many different kinds of chickens that I thought they'd make a great subject to photograph with all the different varieties of chickens and the feather patterns and the way that the feathers grow with the, you know, the tufts and the different combs. And so I thought it'd be a fun project.
Where'd you first notice chickens?
I guess when I was in college, there was a farm nearby, and so I photographed chickens there. I was doing a little documentary project on the farm, and they had chickens there.
So have the chickens have always been sort of in the mix, but you decided to make a focus of it recently.
Right, to make a full-scale project photographing just chickens.
So what have you been doing so far?
Well, I've been doing research. I went to the poultry show in New Jersey, and I realized, you know, how big of a scale, and, you know, chicken shows can be, and so I wanted to start contacting people and actually doing studio shots of chickens. Mm-hmm.
Did you take some photos at the chicken show?
I did. I took some photos of at the chicken show. I met some people, Tony and Mary Beth, who had Sarama chickens, and they took out their chickens and put them on the little table so I could photograph them out of the cages, which was fun.
Right. They've been on the show before, so that was they showed you a little bit of how folks show Sarama. What'd you think of that?
That was great because they, you know, they have them on the table and they get them to stand up all straight, and it's a lot funner to photograph them up close with all the detail.
Mm-hmm. Have you taken photos of other breeds now? Recently, since you started with this one, or is it all Sarama so far?
It's been Saramas, I guess, mostly, because I met Tony, Mary Beth, and they mentioned you, and then I met you, so you have Saramas. But I want to, you know, photograph all sorts of breeds of chickens. I want that to make that my project.
What has your work been like overall? I mean, I know the work stands on its own, and folks can go to ElizabethTJones.com to check it out and see what you've done in the past and where you're headed, and maybe they can get involved if they have chickens, right? You're interested
right.
in meeting folks.
Right, I'd like people to contact me so I can come out to them and photograph their chickens.
Right.
This is a completely new project for me. I'm mostly a portrait and fashion photographer, although I have incorporated birds in projects before. I did sort of a fairy tale like series, and I had birds that I had photographed from an aviary there that I incorporated. But this is a new direction, and I just, you know, I had this idea and I envisioned it and I dreamed about it, and so I thought I have to do this. I want to go find these chickens and photograph them.
Mm-hmm. So, what are some of the themes that you explore overall, you know, in your life's work?
In my work, well, I've did a lot of dance, and so I like to incorporate dance into projects. I like to do multimedia video, and actually I started as a video artist, and I realized that I really liked photography and creating a story with photography, so I sort of, you know, the dance brought those things together, and I'd say I like to tell a story often with like a storybook, kind of. That's a lot of what my photography is like. But the birds is just a new thing where I want to, the goal is actually ultimately to print them large scale. So it's going to be kind of like a tongue-in-cheek kind of thing because it's a domestic bird, it's a chicken, but here it is printed big and they're actually really beautiful. And I think you'll get to appreciate the birds on that large scale.
Yeah, that'll be really interesting. So what have you learned about chickens while you've been doing this project, besides how they look?
Well, I've been researching and finding that backyard chickening is really big, and the more I've been looking into the chickens, the more I've found people that have been excited about backyard chickening, and so I found that, you know, as a New York City resident, chickening is a big thing, and it's good for, you know, gardening, and, you know, it's a sustainable way.
So you really weren't aware that there was an urban backyard chicken movement until you know, from your own background, have, you know, always been thinking about chickens, you decided to pursue this, and then you found here it was, right, in your own backyard. You know, you're living in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, right?
And right. You took the words out of my mouth. I mean, I started researching them, and then I found all these things about backyard chickening right around, because I was thinking this is going to be kind of a difficult project because I'm going to have to go out of New York City to do it, but there's all these chickens here in the city, and of course, you know, there's tons of different kinds of chickens, and I'm happy to go anywhere, but it was a surprise, a pleasant surprise to find all these chickens right next door.
Right. Basically. Some chickens living indoors mm-hmm. have various field trips. Those are the quail that are making their little noise in the background. I think that's their debut on the show. Normally when I record, they're totally silent. So, and what about chicken people? Have you learned anything new about the kinds of folks who raise chickens?
Well, all the people I've met and talked to have been really nice. They're very passionate about their chickens, and they love them. They've told me all sorts of things about how, you know, they raised their chickens, and I think people who I've met who chicken, you know, they're just really nice people. They're really willing to talk to you about their chickens.
Do you think there's a have you noticed any difference so far in the kinds of folks who have chickens in their backyard and other folks who don't have chickens in their life? Do you think it's changing us?
Yeah, I mean, I think having backyard chickens, and you're really working with your own environment and being sustainable and supporting, you know, backyard gardening, and then you have the chickens that work together, and so it's, you know, it's a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll be interesting to see what story emerges as you meet more chicken folks and chickens and continue to take pictures. Do you find that chickeners, do they get a special thrill out of having their chickens' photos taken?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when the photos I've taken, they've been very happy, and I really want to give people these photos so they can have them.
They don't mind that they're not in the shot.
No, I think if people are, you know, proud of their chickens, and so they're happy to have them photographed.
Yeah, see them reflected. It's some really beautiful work. Once you're finished deciding which ones are best, I'll post some of the photos that you took today onto my website so people can get an idea where it's going.
Great.
And then maybe we can talk later on, you know, in a few months as the project continues and see how it's going and what we learn. So how should folks contact you? Let's tell them again.
Well, you can go to my website, which is elizabethtjones.com, or you can email me directly. My email is bizfiz, which is bizfiz @gmail.com.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for indulging us all and flattering us by doing your setup and making some fine art photography of our chickens and quail today.
Oh,
I really
you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for having me.
Don't forget to visit the BuckyMcCaw.org website. Friend me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, and email me at Bucky@BuckyMcCaw.org. I had a good time.